Welcome to Eye on the Illini. This is Mike Kegley here, and I have the distinct honor of being joined by Tank Wright, the Director of Strength and Conditioning for Illini Football. How are you doing today, sir?
We're doing well. Can't complain at all, Mike.
That is great to hear. Now, I know you guys are in the middle of the August camp, and what is that like from your standpoint? What are your responsibilities and what do you have to deal with?
So right now during camp, it is all about the health and safety of our guys, keeping these guys strong, stable, flexible, and keeping mobility at the top of the list. So right now, my overall responsibility will always start off with going to be hydration testing. It's going to be body weight testing. Make sure to see where our guys are at physically and mentally before they step on the football field, as well as getting these guys stretched and prepped for the day's demand. So it's always going to come down to before they touch the football field and getting these guys really prepped and ready to go to perform on the football field. And then post-practice is always, how can we get these guys to recover from the day's demands of the hot, humid days here in Champaign? So it's going to always come down to health and safety before, prepping these guys right before they hit the field, and getting these guys to recover for the next 24 hours. And during practice, I'm just a ball of energy, just being there in the corner and know I'm supporting them as they go through Coach B and the rest of our offensive and defensive staff practice regimen. So that is on my plate every day.
And obviously, you know, to go back through your past, you obviously played at Arkansas. Had a fantastic career there, linebacker, defensive end. So it's not like you're unfamiliar with what goes on the football field, right?
No doubt. I tell these guys, I've been in your shoes, but I've never been inside your body. I know what it means to be a student athlete and also manage family, the social life, and everything else that comes with being at this level, the media and everything else. So I've been in their shoes with this type of schedule, but I have no clue what's going on underneath that skin. So I've always got to talk to these guys and see how they feel and what's aching on them. So, I love my playing days, which has really gave me great experience on what they're going through day by day.
Perfect. Well, I noticed that you had a little bit of NFL experience with the Buccaneers and Chiefs, and then you were at Montreal Alouettes, and then you got into a similar role at Arkansas and at Michigan, and then moved over to Army. So obviously, a lot of folks may not realize that there's a lot of moving involved in being a coach in college football. But what attracted you to looking at the Illinois job that you ended up earning, and what made you, you know, look at Illinois and say, that's a place I want to be?
So it really comes down to the people. And the one person that I really spoke to know I was going to have a chance to take this opportunity was Coach B. Getting on the phone with Coach B and having past experience with him, I have never been around anyone that truly cares about the athlete outside of football, giving these guys the mindset of what it means to be a husband, a father, let alone a student athlete, as well as giving them different advice with how to take on pressure from all aspects of outside life. So right then and there, and I know what type of person he is outside of wearing the coach's hat. So there was no question when I got the phone call from Coach B, I was going to drive, I believe it's 6 hours away from my hometown, Memphis, Tennessee, and fall in love with this place here in Champaign. And it had everything to do with Coach B, his mission, his philosophy, and how he operates on a day-to-day basis.
Perfect. I know when we in the media were fortunate enough to get to come and we got to watch, go through the Smith Center. You showed us the weight room, and obviously that was probably the most entertaining presentation of the day because you are high energy, probably just when you're getting a drink of water. How does the Smith Center compare with places that you've seen in your trips through the football world?
You know, the Smith Center is an amazing place. You walk in and you see just the structure of the building overall. And the first thing you see when you walk through the double doors is our facility of where we train, the weight room. This is where you know, you put the work in, you find a way to fight through adversity, you find a way to transform your body. And right across the hall from us is our sports nutrition area. So, and going upstairs, you see the offices, you see the team meeting room, and you see the putt-putt golf upstairs, the barbecue area. Then you start to think about, where can we train? How fast can we get from the grass to the turf back into the weight room? And right now it is by far the best when it comes to being able to quickly transition throughout the entire workout, and also get over inside to where you can recover and put quality nutrients back in your system. So this is by far a beautiful, beautiful facility. I'm grateful to have the keys to the front door, and I keep on mopping up the sweat.
Yeah, well, trust me, there were some of us sweating just going through what you were describing as a workout. I can't imagine what it's like for these guys having to go through it. This summer, you know, you've had a chance now to work out with the spring and the summer with a lot of players. Is there anybody that, you know, you take a look at and you say, man, they have worked hard, they have gotten fantastic results, that you know, as a director of strength and conditioning, you would point to and say, that's the type of results I'd like everybody to get, or that's the type of effort that I'd like everybody to give?
You know, I'll start with by saying that this, the offensive side of the ball put in a lot of work. The defensive side of the ball put in a lot of work. These guys, I can't give you a hand pick, just one or two, but just to throw some names out there, Brandon Peters, he's put on a lot of mass. He's decreased a lot of fat off his frame. He feels really good. Our receiving core, they have shredded some fat, and their ability to withstand the heat, the high speed distance, what they are created to do, which is run and catch and make defenders miss, they have transformed their change of direction and top end speed tremendously. The running back room is very, very competitive. Those guys are training and grinding. It's almost to the point where you have to tell them, hey, nothing today. Calm down and recover. The tight end room, led by Luke Ford and DJ Barker, both of those guys are putting in great work. They are evolving as leaders, and they're taking time to take care of their bodies. And Luke Ford and DJ Barker both, as well as Tip Raymond, a handful of those guys in the tight end room have really bought into transforming what they look like and how strong and stable they want to be on Saturdays. The offensive line room, I wish I could clone these guys and bring them back. These guys are gritty. They love to work. They have a passion behind everything they do inside this weight room, which has transformed over into the meeting rooms, and is glad to see these guys perform on the football field.
Perfect.
On the defensive side, I'll start with the corners. Guys like Tony Adams, Devin Weatherspoon, Sidney Brown, Derek Smith. I can go on and on and on. Those guys are truly bought in. They're working their tails off to become the best unit. And I've had great success with those guys starting from the winter now into the summer. The inside linebacker group, there's a lot of pressure in that room, especially with Jake Hansen coming back and Tariq Barnes getting healthy, Kalen Tolson, and C.J. Hart coming in from North Carolina State. It is highly competitive in that room. And those guys grind. They work. They don't complain. They lead. So it's good to hear that the linebacker room is really, really demanding from everybody on the defense to give me more. So they had a great winter and a great summer. Defensive line and outside linebacker led by Owen Carney. Owen Carney has done everything he can to lead, and he's continuing to do it. And everybody just falls in line. Those guys are working hard. I'm glad to see that those guys are having some success. And we just got to keep on grinding and keep stacking days, like Coach B says. From the specialist room, led by Blake Hayes and James McCourt, those guys are grinding their tails off. To see how much they love the squat rack and how much they love to train, that's a special unit. I believe they call themselves the Lads, but they have great characteristic traits. They have a great mindset. They got some personality with them too. They're not just stale and quirky. They love to work with the big skill and skilled guys. They don't want to be treated like a specialist. They want to be treated like an athlete. So highly pleased with the work we've put in and where we're going to go within the upcoming months.
Excellent. That's good to hear. The off-season work becomes such a differentiator when it comes into the season when you're looking for success. So Coach B probably had a boatload of people who were interested in the role that you got. You earned the role. You know, what do you think you bring to the table that makes Coach B go, "That's my man. That's the guy we need for Illinois football"?
Well, you know, I just really like to pride myself and talk to my staff about being consistent, being very, very motivative, and always telling the athlete why we're doing what we're doing, how we're going to do it, the goal of the intention of the weight room for that day. So really and truly, there would be a question for him. I just like to pride myself in how I work and what I do, and I just really, really try hard. I'm just a try-hard guy, and I like to read. I like to do research and figure out how can I be better, how can my staff be better. So that would probably be my guess outside of being hyper and motivative and having a background of just bringing the best out of guys on a daily basis.
Perfect. Well, I tell you what, it was like I said, when we had a chance to go through, we saw the facility, the energy that you brought to even just a presentation to a bunch of media people who clearly hadn't been anywhere near a weight room for a long time was impressive. Anything else that you want out there for Illini fans to know? Because we're starting a new era, and the Illini fans are excited. They're raring to go to see some football that is going to make them proud. Anything, like I said, that you would have to get out there, a message to the fans?
The only message I have is ILL.
I coming right back at you.
Yes, sir.
So we appreciate your time today. I know that you are very busy during the August camp. So thank you very much for being on. And, of course, for you folks who are IlliniGuys.com subscribers, make sure that you go back into the message boards where you'll see all the information in terms of what's going on day in and day out at practice. And we certainly will be covering Illini football with a blanket, making sure that we can get you all the news as we enter this new era. And as far as old Illini fans like myself, we're thinking that the 20s belong to the Illini, just like the 80s belong to the Illini. We're looking forward to two teams in basketball and football rising up to the top. So whether you live in Champaign, Urbana, whether you live in Chicago, if you live halfway across the United States or halfway across the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. Thank you so much, Tank.